בראש. Says a different answer on Shitas Rashi. The Rosh brings down Rashi. We mentioned yesterday Shitas Rashi and Rov HaRishonim. That lemalo, if it's mechzo al mechzo lemalo, it's posul. Rashi says shechamas ha'avir nires lemato min ha'oretz rechova min ha'tzeil arbe. And mechzo al mechzo lemalo is posul because in the bottom is chamoso meruba mitziloso. As I stated in Rashi. And the Rishonim, Rabbi Nutam, asks the kasha, Arei kaimelon porutz ke'oimed is good. Saval kaimelon porutz ke'oimed is good. So why when it's mechza al mechza lemalo it's not good? Aber lemaise porutz ke'oimed kaimelon kerapope, sugi deshmaise kerapope. So how we could say that mechza al mechza is not good? And Mele Rabbi Nutam was choylik, and Rabbi Nutam says if it's 50-50 on top, it's good. Kan mi lemalo, it's 50-50, it's kosher. But Rashi holds, if it's 50-50 lemalo, it's posul. That's the Shitas Rashi. If it's 50-50 lemalo, it's posul if it's Shitas Rashi. And Rishonim asks why? And we saw yesterday the Rana Zamehalach, and Einech Anami Porutz Ke'oimed, Abaval Iker Suke Betzel Talia, and if it's Lemato Chamoso, it's Nechshav Porutz Merubah Lo'oimed. And we explained yesterday. That's given Shitas Aran and the Rambam. The Rosh is Mashmai has an under Mahalach Vedas Rashi, al derech Rashi. The Rosh says like this. The Rosh is in Perek Sheni. Zog the Rosh. Venirali. The Lo Shaykh Lohovi Lekan, Porutz Ke'oimed. No Shaykhs. I'm a Shpakel from the Ran. The Ran explained that Val Lemato is Chamoso, Siheis Porutz Merube. If the Pshat you measure in the bottom, if the pshat you make a cheshbon and gansen, if RM is a pshat that val de pirtza lemato is machshiv lemalo porutz, over it was the sugya fun porutz merub al ha'oimet. This was the chefza of the Ran. Look at the loshon ha'rosh. Venirali de lo yishayich lo hovi lekan porutz ke'oimet. No shayich is to the sugya of porutz ke'oimet. The davki gab ischach posul ischach kosher, hamunochim ze etzal ze, shayich lehaskir porutz ke'oimet. כדי מייסלו לילה מסניסן המקר לסוכוסי בשפודי אבל גם בסוכה שחח באוויר ניתנו הלוכה אז אני לא זו הלוכה למוישה מסיני שיהיה הצל מרובה סתם אני דרזו מין מרובה אם מינס 50-50 את ליסט ניתנו הלוכה שיהיה הצל מרובה אז אני לא זו הלוכה למוישה מסיני you need shade what is the שייכס to the סוגי פורץ מרובה על האימד Aber nit no aloche that you need shade. And val is nit no aloche that you need shade. You don't have shade. Aber gabi suka schach ve'avir nit no aloche she'i ha'tzel merube. You need shade. V'chem otzili ha'porutz ka'imet shel tfanes mo'il kone kone poches mishloisho אבל פי שהפורוץ מרובה ולנצחך אינו מועיל מפני שהחם הוא מרובה מפני שהחם הוא מרובה ורד החם הוא מרובה so אין הכנע מפורוץ כאוימד it's good אבל ניתנו הלוכה זה נוזר הלוכה למוישה מסיני that you need shape and he brings another mocker to that second הלוכה that you need shape What is the nozer aloha moker that you need shade? Why Lovu doesn't help? Why Lovu doesn't help? He doesn't answer Pseles Geren Beyekev. He doesn't answer it's a different kind of material. He says why it doesn't help? The reason it doesn't help? Because nitna aloha that you have to have tzel merubah. Nitna aloha that you have to have tzel merubah. That's the aloha. So the nusach of the Rosh is like this. Ein echenami on top, it's porutz meroimet, and it's kosher. But there's another halacha. You need shade. You need a nesuka shade. And I don't have the shade. I will explain on Efkimin, and we'll hear where's the difference. The Ran asked the Kasha, okay, Lefira Popes 50-50 on top. Vos mit Ravune? Vos mit Ravune? Ravune holds, you have to have Oymed Merube on Apoorz. How it will work Lefira Ravune? Zog the Ran, if it's on top Roiv, and the bottom is 50-50, it's good Lefira Ravune. If it's 50-50 on top, it's Poorz, it's not good even Lefira Pope. And if it's 50 on the bottom, so it's Roiv on the top, so it helps even Lefira Ravune. And yes, we'll try to explain why. Maybe today we'll explain it a little bit more later. The Rosh never asked the Kasha from Ravuna. The Rosh doesn't mention Ravuna Bichlal. Why the Rosh doesn't mention Ravuna? The Rosh doesn't mention nothing from Ravuna. The Torah says, Lefi the Rosh is no Kasha. On top, you have Poutz, Oymet Merube al Poutz, right? If in the bottom it's 50-50, and the top you have Oymed Merube al Poutz. So it's closed. Shade? You have shade. What is the problem? Lefi the Ran, the Pshat is Azay. When it's 50-50 on top, it's possible because it's Poutz Merube. Duch the bottom, it's Poutz Merube. When it's Roiv on the top, and the bottom it's 50-50, nu, duch the bottom, we marshiv the top. Again, like it's Poutz, Lefi Ravune. Zog the Rosh, no. If it's more on the top and it's equal on the bottom, Ravuna is Maide, like we explained. Lefi the Rosh is no mokim to Akasha Bichlal. Why Lefi the Rosh is no mokim to Akasha Bichlal? Because Lefi the Rosh, what is the source of the Shmaisa Lefi the Rosh? I have on top Tzilsa Merubo, I have Oymet Porutz, it's good. And Lefi Ravuna, I have Roiv on top, it's good. It's another aloha that I need shade. If I have mute shade in the bottom, it's butter. If I don't have mute shade in the bottom, it's kosher. Sai lefi ravune, sai lefi rav pope. So this is be'etzem the words of the Rosh. Lo yishayich lehovi lekan porutz merube. It's no shayiches. Lefi rav pope, 50-50 on top is good. And lefi ravune, roiv on top is good. Finish. The sukkah is kosher. The top is covered, the sukkah is kosher. The sukkah is kosher. If you everyone the sukkah is kosher. Now, as another aloha, you need shade. If you don't have shade, the sukkah is not good. So you need shade. So if you don't have, if you have roif chama in the bottom, you don't have shade. If you have 50-50, you have shade. My nafkamina ravuna rapopa, I don't have a kasha bichlal. You go only basar lemalo. Now, as another aloha, you need shade. If you have mute shade, it's garnished. If you have 50-50, it's good. Sai Ravune, Sai Rav Pope. So Lefi the Rosh doesn't fear us on what's with Ravune. It's no shaykh to talk about Ravune. Shash holds the goal Lefi the bottom. If Ravune, you go Lefi Rav Pope, you go Lefi the bottom. It's under the tail. The Rosh says we go Lefi the top, only the top. Legabi the sugi of Porutz Ke'oime, legabi the din schocho. Legabi, when I have to cover the sukkah from the top side, I go lefi the top. I go lefi the top. It's another aloha, nit no aloha, a new aloha l'moshe misinai. You need shade. You need shade. I want to explain. Lefi the Ran, you don't need shade. Lefi Rabbi Nutam, you don't need shade. We said lefi Rabbi Nutam, you need a material that makes shade. Lefi the Ran, it's no aloha of shade. It's a din porutz merube. If on top is 50-50 and the bottom is more, ha'avir rabba, so it's more avir, it doesn't say chamo, the avir is rabba, and b'meila it's butter. And b'meila it's butter. But not because I need shade. Lefi the Rosh, I need shade. As the new aloha, I need shade. And the Rosh says, what is his mocker? Lovut. He doesn't want to answer the other terutzim that we said, lovut doesn't help, because it's not so it's going to be yekes fasemes. He doesn't want to answer, love doesn't help because it's not the right material. He says, it's a new aloha, I need shade. Ki'ilu lu yitzuyer, you would manage to get shade. Could be love would help. Lu yitzuyer, ba'ashtar is kanayim, it's not like that. In a place that is no sun, you would not need shade. Lu yitzuyer, you would find such a chetimtze that you don't need shade. If you would find a chetimtze that you don't need shade, even love would help. No. Even love be a seder can help, be a seder. It's why love doesn't help. The Torah says, Zog the Rosh, I'll tell you why love doesn't help. The reason love doesn't help, It's for one reason lava doesn't help. Because I need shade. The stipler in Simen Aleph has a beautiful esophet. It's good to see inside. He says, Al derech dem, he could be mazbir the machlekes, tesis and Rashi and dafches. Beretz Hashem will get it. When you build a sukkah, you know you have to build l'shem sukkah. And Rashi of dafches state that it's not enough to build l'shem sukkah. You have to build l'shem shade. That you wanted to do shade. Everyone is mic, when you put on the schach, you say l'shem sukkah, l'shem tzel. For Rashi, if you don't say l'shem tzel, it's not a kosher sukkah. Because you need to do the sukkah l'shem tzel. Taste is old, you don't need to do the sukkah l'shem tzel. Why? Zog the stipler, who are shall debound? Tasteless is going to shit as Rabbeinu Tam, there's no din shade. The material has to be a material that could make shade, but there's no din shade. Rashi, al derech de rosh, is a din shade. So if it's a din to do the sukkah lishma, so we'll see later in the sugis. So it's a din to do it to have shame. You have to have a matola to shame shame. Tesis finishes, the Rosh finishes, V'chein motzosi kosu b'shem Arab Rabbi Shaye. The dishtik l'teira that is mechadish, that is a new aloche, he found it b'shem Arab Rabbi Shaye. Rabbi Shaye is Rabbi Shaye Mitrani, the Tesis read. The Tesis read in Daf Chof Beis writes it, but he writes it so stark. He says, Moshol, if you will have a sukkah that is closed completely, and in this one little hole, and in that hole, so much sun comes in that in the bottom it's chamoso meruba mitziloso, the sukkah is possible. Be'ashkof rishoino, so maybe it's not mashma like that, but be'ashkof rishoino lemosho, lefi de rosh, lefi de ran, if on top it's closed completely, has one little hole, so what if the sun comes in? Maybe roi, if the whole sukkah is closed, one little hole, even on Shabbos, it's not Shaykh, it's the Pirtze. Pashas Abad is a big good. Let us see the Lashon HaSarad. Lefi de Rosh, it makes sense. It's a new aloche. What is the new aloche? You need to have shade. So if the sun comes from the side, even from one little hole, could be it could never happen. But Rabbeinu Yishaya, that the Rosh says, V'chei Motzosi Kosu B'Shem Rabbi Yishaya, if you learn about Shas, you will know, the Rosh could bring the Ram. He could bring the Ramban. He found it b'shem Rabbi Shaye. He found it Tesis Rit. It's a Ran, Ramban, Ritva, it's Rishonim. All the Rishonim say it. The one that he found was a Tesis Rit. The Teretz is, the Rishonim said a different shtickle Teire. The Rishonim didn't say that it's a Din Shade. The Rishonim didn't say that it's a Din Shade. The Rishonim said it's a Din Porutz Ke'oimet. Just in Sukkah's Nischadish, Val B'tzel Tal Yemilze, C.A.'s Porutz. With the whole numbers that we said yesterday. The Rosh is saying under Aloche. Porutz Kerimit is only on the top. Even if it's more sun, it doesn't change the shame Porutz. It doesn't change it. Nor is a new Aloche. You need Tzeil. As a din, you need Tzeil. What is a din you need Tzeil? What is a din that you need Tzeil? But mainly, if the sun comes in the bottom, you don't have Tzeil. What? Right, the shtickel, the lashon is there. Some lashon is a shtickel mashma like the Ran. Some lashon is there, I'm asking. Aber lemaise, I'm asking, the lashon is there a shtickel bayati. Aber the chidush, as the Rosh, the Tesis Rit says, Rabbi Shaye, that is a tzad that even one little hole will be mevatel, the ganz itself, is mashma al derech harosh. As a lechura is mashma. Two aloches, no lemala velemata. Lemala is one, din lemata is the second din. It's not lemala velemata. It's two separate aloches. Yeah, that's the lechura d'avon. That's the lechura d'avon. Lefi d'ran, could be when a place is closed, if pung the tzel is bote, lo echpat li. I have to know if a little hole could call the pirtze in Shabbos. I understand, Roy, if a place is closed completely, there's one little hole, it's it's not called that the place is closed. Can't we'll see that in the shades. The glatte svore, I'm saying. The glatte svore. He says, who said it's a glatte svore? If you're asking, I will explain to you. But he always asking, who said it's a glatte svore? I'll tell you who said it's a glatte svore. The Sisrid, when he wants to explain his teretz, he says, I will explain to you. If you have a sukkah completely closed, and it's a hole, and the sun comes in, I'm telling you it'll be bottom. What he came to say. This is what we're discussing the whole time here. We have a kasha, and top is good, and the bottom it's not good. Rabbi Nutam is asking in Rashi, it doesn't make sense. And we want to answer that it does make sense. So the Sri says, no, I'll explain to you. Because if it's no shade, it's not good. You want to hear a mashal? I will tell you. Even if the sukkah is closed, if the sun comes in, it's not good. What is the mashal? This is the discussion. Rashi said 50-50 on top is not good, because there's more sun on the bottom. The Torah says, do you understand that when it's 50-50 and the sun is at the bottom, maybe some Rishonim understand we go lefi the bottom, we go lefi the top. Zayde Tesisri, when it's closed completely and there's a little hole, it's no longer that it'll be a problem. If it's a problem, it's only because what I'm telling you. That is a second halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that is a din shade, and that shade is botel beroid. This is what he means when he says a marshal. I'm saying, could be melondes, someone will find in the end that maybe the Ran was also being made la halacha. But the Tesisri, when he says marshal, he's coming to explain. I understand in Rashi you're arguing the top, the bottom, how you measure. I hear the tutzdodim, I hear the noise. But if we bring you the Ramoshal, Zokta, I'll bring you a marshal, a sukkah that is closed. Now, we found the Siyata Dishmaya that the Tesisri himself in Daf Chof Beis repeats his chiddush. And Daf Chof Beis is an interesante gemore. Sukkah meduvleles. What is sukkah meduvleles? The gemore says in Chof Beis Amud Aleph, kone oile kone yoyret. The schach is not even. One up, one down. One up, one down. So the gemore says, if you don't have enough shade in one layer, but it's different layers, but not like in our schach that is all the layers are connected, it's a space. So the Gemara says, if it's less from Gimel Tfochim, it's kosher, more from Gimel Tfochim, it's possible. Tesis learns with Das Rashi why it's possible. So Tesis says it's two different levels. Dosi Nishkin Sukkah and Dosi Nishkin Sukkah. Level 1, no Sukkah. Level 2, no Sukkah. Tesis says in Rashi is Mashma, the reason it's possible is because the sun comes from the side and it's Chamosa Meruba Mitzilosa. So if it's one level, it's okay. If it's two levels, it's not okay. Like Tesis, why it's not okay? Hey, why it's not okay? Lemaisa, I have shade, so the sun comes from the sides. The Tesis Reed says, I want to tell you, if this is the case that the sun comes from the sides, even if it's betoich sholosh tfochim, it's possible. Even if it's very close, it's possible. So we have an interesante machlekes. We have a sukkah, the sun is coming from on top. But straight the sun cannot come in, but because the schach is not laying straight, the sun is coming from the sides. So the Tesis Reed says, either way, the schach is possible. Dainu, lefin the Tesis Reed la'aloche, if a person has a sukkah, and the schach is not exactly straight, 2 inches here, and the sun comes from the sides, the sukkah is possible. And Taisa says, for sure it's kosher. Rashi has a Pesach Chiluk. We'll leave a second to Rashi, le'atzmo. Vos state in Taisa Srit. And Taisa Srit state, I have a sukkah, I have schach. But if the sun manages to get in, it takes away the shade. It takes away the shade. Taisa says, what is the shaychus? What is the shaychus? So what if I don't have shade? If I have good schach, and the schach is enough to make a shade, the sun comes from the side, it disturbs. So I want to explain a little bit. Avada, everyone is masking, if you have a good sukkah, even lefi the rosh and the Taisa Sreed, and you have windows, and the sun comes in, we don't count the windows that it's called that the sun came in. No shaykhs. Havada, you have to have shade from the walls. Either Maisi, you don't have to put up a flashlight, you don't see the shade. That doesn't make a difference. I don't know if shade means heat or light. Aber Rav Shemet, it doesn't help. Havada, the walls don't disturb. Here, the sun is coming not from the walls, it's coming from the place that it's called Tzchach. So the taste Rashi learns, if it's betoich shalosh, so it's considered the place is closed. Where the sun is coming from the sides, it's like windows. If it's more from shloisha, it's considered it's coming from the top. So but that's Rashi, we have to find the chiluk, if it's lemala mishloisha or pochis mishloisha. And Rashi, but the yesodei Rashi is masking to the rit. You see, holds betoich shloisha, we don't look at it like it's coming from the top. Aber the Yesaidat Vorim, we'll take the Rit L'Umas HaTesvitz. The Tesis Rit says, sun that comes in disturbs. So the Tesis, why it disturbs? And every place is a good Tzchach. So if we put it in our words, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, we said, I have to have material that makes Tzchach. I have all over my head that material. It's B'Terech Shloisho, it's considered one roof, it's okay. Sun comes in, who is disturbed by sun? Mashenge the Tesis Rit and Rashi learn, if sun comes in, it's another aloche. Where we learn at Derech HaRosh, it's another aloche. You have to have shade. And what is another aloche that you have to have shade? If you don't have shade, the sukkah is possible. So it's the same Tesis Rit that one little hole is mevatel. He learns the hole could be in the middle of the schach, also in the left, also in the right. Lefitesis in the Ran is no shaykhus. I'll explain. Lefit the Ran, you can't understand that. I don't know how the Ran learns the sugar there, so shtikl shver. Lefi the Ran, I need to cover on top. There's the aloche porutz merube oimed merube. If the levels of the schach are okay, they're okay. Mashengel lefi the Tesis Rit, the schach is okay. But as a deal if the sun comes in and disturbs. Tesis there doesn't understand why it could disturb. So I want to explain it, because I see a lot of people get fatumal in that sugya. Avada, sun from the windows doesn't disturb. And if someone will want to tell me that sun that comes crooked and two levels of schach are considered windows, I don't have a problem. You don't have to learn like the Tesis Rit. You can learn that crooked is like windows. But what I'm trying to prove, what the Achronim are trying to prove is the other way. But the Tesis Rit and Rashi that did learn that it's a problem. About it, you don't have to learn that it's a problem. Because you could say you measure every time sun straight. Size is like windows. Oh, but the Tesis Rit that did say there is a problem. The Rashi that did say that Bishloisha is a problem. Why is a problem? But I'm covered with Tzchach. The answer is, but if the sun comes in and it's called coming in, it takes away the shade. Bilchis Porutz Keoimen, it doesn't make a difference. Oh, but Bilchis Shade is a halacha that the sun could be mevatel the shade. Zochinu Ledin, that we have Be'etzem three Mahalachim in the sugya. We have the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam that we go 50-50 on top, and Bichlal we don't change the Tirtza in the bottom. We have the Mahalach of the Ran that we have to have Roiv on top, because 50-50 on top is not good because the bottom makes it Porutz. This was the whole Lashon that we said. And we have the Mahalach of the Rosh, no, 50-50 on top. And there's another Halacha you have to have shade. And when you have shade, you're okay. When you have shade, you're okay. After we have this, Efshar, we could go to the next step. I want to be masbin al lefi de rosh. How much shade do you have to have lefi de rosh in the sukkah in the bottom? How much shade do you have to have in the bottom? The loshen harosh is shei atzel merube. Avada it's lav dafke, because it says klo. That Rashi says if it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's okay. You don't have to have tzel merube. Rashi says if it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's kosher, because it's roiv on the top. So even on the bottom you have 50-50, shteit klor in Rashi, that it's good. Shteit klor in Rashi, that it's good. So about the 50-50 is good. About the 50-50 is good. I want to ask you a shy. We spoke about it yesterday, now we'll ois cheshmen it again in Shita Sarosh. Why 50% Tzchach Posul and 50% Tzchach Kosher is good lefi derosh? הרי דשמו דרוש קנט אנסר. רשי הולץ 50 איר, 50 שכח כושר הספוסול, מי שנופון רב פופה, דצד, בשפודים של ברזל, 50-50 is kosher. What is the answer? How we answer? Why 50-50 shpudim shel barzel is kosher and 50-50 avir is possible? What? Why 50-50 schach posul is good and 50-50 and avir is not good? What is the answer? So I want to go Ois Cheshmo, we said yesterday. Over here we'll see the Nefkemine. So we said one Nusach is that Be'etzem a little bit Tzel is that Be'etzem the Schach Kosher makes 50%. No, the sun comes and disturbs. When you have Schach Posul, the sun doesn't come to disturb. Right? This is one Nusach that we said. That Be'etzem the Schach Kosher makes 50%. The problem is that the sun is mevatelim. When you have schach posul, it's not mevatelim. And the second nusach we said in the Chazanish, when it's covered completely, it makes 100%, and you have to divide it to two. And we asked yesterday a shaila, will be a nafkamina. What would be if you have 50% schach kosher and one beam of schach posul? And the bottom you have 50% schach kosher. And the bottom you have 50% schach kosher. You have 50% shade. On the top you have 50% schach kosher and a little bit schach posul. Dir lechaur elefine chazanish, you can say that you have 100% and you divide it to two, because the whole thing that you have is 50. So lefine chazanish b'chayigavne lechaur, you will have miyutza. You will have miyutza. So lechaur lefine chazanish, it will not be good. But we said lefine other hezber, Be'etzem, the schach kosher makes 50%. The sun disturbs him. The schach posul takes away the disturb, and now you have 50% schach kosher. Right? This is what we said yesterday. So someone was ma'ir to me, the cheshbon, that it's a shtickle wrong. What we said, schach kosher makes 50, the sun disturbs, the schach posul takes away the disturb, and while it takes away the disturb, I'm back to 50%. I want to ask you a kasha. If you have a sukkah, lamazogin 10 meters, schach kosher avir, schach kosher avir, schach kosher avir, 50% schach kosher, 50% schach avir. How much shade do you have in the bottom? 40%. The sun, every piece of wood, the sun eats a piece, right? Near every wood really makes shade. The sun comes in and takes a little bit away from the shade. Then you go in the end and you put one schach posul. So the schach posul, now you have 50%. But it's not that the 50, that schach posul stopped the sun to disturb. And all the other pieces of wood, the sun was disturbing. The schach posul only added in the edge. So to be kosher or not? Not overall. Overall. I have, take these lights. Every light is a schach, right? All these lights are schach. And where is not light is the sun. The sun in every one of them, in the bottom, the sun comes in an angle and cuts off a piece. Then I add here schach posul. So when I count the whole sukkah, I have more shade. But that new schach posul is not stopping to the sun to stop on top of you. The sun, you see, on top of you, the sun is taking off a piece. The sun of everyone is taking off a piece. Altogether, it's 40%. Now I add here schach posul. Altogether, I have 50%. So you're right, I don't have roif chama in the sukkah. But you can't say that I made roiv tzel. You can't say that I made 50% tzel from the schach kosher. I think the cheshbon is poshut. What?
Because in this one it's not taking off. So it's
okay. This one is not enough. I have, look at this room. All of these lights are schach. So you need from everyone, you need schach. And every one of them, 5% is taken off by the sun. I add here a huge piece of wood. But I need 10 5% all over to stop the sun.
I have it all here.
Here the sun came in straight. The schach kosher didn't stop it here.
Why do I need this?
It's a good discussion. I also thought that he's wrong. It's poshut the cheshbon. So I'm trying to explain. I explain why I'm saying it. The Rosh came with a kasha. Why 50% Schach Posul is kosher? Why Avir is Posul? Why it's, this is kosher and this is Posul? This was the question that we had. This is the question that we had. So yesterday we had a Teretz Chazon Ish Seder. Without the Chazon Ish, we answered that Be'etzem Lemaile, I have 50 on top, Lefi Derav. Just the hole makes a pirtze. The Schach Posul doesn't let me to make the pirtze. Everything is good. So after the Schach Posul doesn't let me to make the pirtze, I don't have a pirtze. Now Lefi Derosh, I need positive shade. I need shade. I'm asking you, in the case of 50% Schach Kosher, and you have a piece of beam, you have 50% from the Schach Kosher or not? No, I don't have. And Shpudim, and every one of them, the Shpud stops the sun to disturb the wood. Again, the wood gives 50% all over the sukkah. The sun tries to come in between and steal. The Shpudim doesn't let the sun nowhere to steal, so the wood managed to make 50%. Pashtazay. Masha'enken, when you put one piece of metal in the end, it only, take this, I put a piece of metal from here till the door. So you're right, altogether now I have enough shade. But it didn't stop the sun. The sun, every one of them makes, without the sun, Lamazogen, a tefachzel, the sun takes off 2 millimeters. I need to put a piece of metal near every piece of them to bring it back to be 50 and 50.
So you're saying that you don't need to rush, I need to have it.
I don't have 50% self kosher. That's what we said to him. He says merube. We went to half. We want to say mechuna. Let's see who said. Maybe we could say chidushi. Let's see who said.
You don't need the 50% to block out the sun. You need the 50% to stop the sun.
Why? This is what we said yesterday.
If you can block out the sun.
Yesterday we said lefi deran that I'm going lefi the top. Just if the sun has a koyach to break through and make sun in the bottom, it makes the pirtze. So if I manage to stop it, so b'meile is no more pirtze. But now lefi the rosh, that you need shade. You need shade in the bottom. If you need shade in the bottom, I'm asking you, where is the shade? We will have to be mechadish, that lefi the rosh, even that he said tzel merube, and we said lavdafke, even miutzel is enough. Just normally miutzel is not enough because it's bottle beroy v'kemisheinoy. So b'meile the only way it will work is if you have 50% shade. Aber neichetim so that you have a little bit shade and it's not bottle, it will be good lefi derosh. That will be happy with mechadosh lefi derosh. Just if it's bottle, so b'meile it's not considered that I have shade if it's bottle. But if it's not bottle, like in the case of Schach Posul, the Chai Gavne, it'll be good. Again, I think on them, the Hodnish can breire. Only if we go like the Chazon Ish, and then that we're only talking in the case if the whole Sukkah is covered. When we're saying Lemaisa, we're Nafkamina Lemaisa, we're speaking Lemaisa. You have a Sukkah 50% Schach Kosher, and I have one piece of metal. Lefi the Chazon Ish, we said yesterday, it's not good. Lefi the Ran, the way we explained yesterday, we said it's good. Lefi the Ran, the way we explained yesterday, we said it's good. So I don't have schach, I need self in schach kosher. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. Is a din tzel b'chmasuke. Oymen mitzad eschachin is a din that it's suke needs shade from the suke, not from metal. Suke needs shade from suke, not from metal. Lo yala al hadas. Lo yala al hadas. That's what we spoke about. Now, one more ore. The Welt fragt Akashe. We came out that we have, this is a koshi when you start Sukkah. Mitzad Echot, we're learning Daf Chof Beis, very glad, that if it's 50-50 on top, Lefi the Rabbeinu Tam it's good, Lefi Rashi it's not good. Why it's not good? one mehalach the Ran and the Ramban because it's the Heis Porutz, one mehalach the Rosh because it's a din sheit. As a din sheit comes the Velt and asks a kasha. Sai lefi the Ran, sai lefi the Rosh. I know we answered it a little bit. Sai lefi the Ran, sai lefi the Rosh. We explain lefi Rashi 50-50 on top is not good because the chamo misrabo lemato nires baoretz chamas ha'avi nires baoretz rechova minatzel. Other the Ran's mehalach pirze, other the Rosh mehalach I need shade. Why Rashi and the Mishnah said ve'atzel botel ukemisha einoy? Why Rashi has to say that? Why Rashi has to say in the Mishnah that the reason that chamosa meruba mitziloso is not good, the shade in the bottom is not good when it's chamosa meruba mitziloso, ki atzel botel ukemisha einoy, even without kemisha einoy, even without kemisha einoy, lefi de rosh I need shade, and lefi de ran if it's not 50 in the bottom, see hey sports meruba loimet. Why Rashi had to say that it's botel ukemisha einoy? Why Rashi had to say botel v'kemisha einu? Again, we explained Rashi, we learn Chof Beis in Gantz and Klol that why 50-50 on top is not good because the sun comes in the bottom, zok deran, and it becomes porutz, so it's not called that I covered the top. The Rosh says it's a nuk zeres akosuv, I need shade, I need shade. Till Rashi says in the Ches you need to do the sukkah l'shem shade. So why Rashi and the Beis and Mudalev said that it's botel v'kemisha einu? So now again, lefi de Rosh you could answer, like I said now, that even a little bit would be enough. It's not enough because it's botel, but in the din shade, it's not really din that you need 50% shade. You need shade. Sukkah slash shade. Nainu. Trees slash plus shade, it's okay. This is what you need. Suke plus shade. How much? Epis. Just if you have a little bit, it's bottle. So the only way is if you have 50-50. But not because you really have to have 50-50. And this is what I said. I have my proof from Schach Bosu. So lefi de Rosh is gival. But lefi de Ran, Arei de Ran explained that I need to cover the place. And if I don't cover the place, I'm not good. I need to cover the place. This is my aloha, to cover the place. If I don't cover the place, I'm not good. I'm not good if I don't cover the place. So when it's 50-50 on top, why it's not good? Because the sun goes in the bottom, and it's called porutz. Mom, and it's called porutz. This is the way, well, the sun goes in the bottom, but maybe it's called porutz. If it's 50-50, it's not called porutz with Fira Pope. But if it's more than 50-50, it's called poets. And while it's called poets, it's not called that I have shame. So lechure, why Rashi has to say, Amiyut botel ukemisha einu? On them, if it's more sun in the bottom, it's called poets, so it's not called that I covered the top. I didn't cover the top. Why Rashi has to say, the Amiyut botel ukemisha einu? So, bederech klal, well, the answer in yeshiva here, ein echanami, lav dafka. Lav dafka, they bring down the shenus Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran means, Rashi means that the pshat is, you need it. I can't even say it over, yeah? Especially the Ran himself in that base says it ba'archove. The Ran in that base says it ba'archove, he's matik the whole Rashi. He's matik the Rashi. But ken zayin, we could say a pshat like this. Ken zayin. Don't know if it goes in the loshen exactly. But ken zayin, we could say a zap pshat. Yesterday we had a big vikuach. Lefi Rav Popper, we said if it's 50-50 on top, while in the bottom is roiv chamo, the pirza breaks the whole thing. Lefi Rav Huna, we said. Lefi Rav Huna. If on top is roiv, the fear of Una, if on top is roiv, and the bottom is 50-50 is okay. Why? It's called Oymed Merube. And we ask, what is the difference? What is the difference? Why? Lefira Popa, if it's 50-50 on top and it's Roif Chama in the bottom, we say that it's called a Pirtze. We say that it's called a Pirtze. And Lefira Vune, if it's Roif on the top and it's 50 on the bottom, it's not called a Pirtze. What is the difference? So in a second we'll see a Lashon of the Achroini. But this was the kasha we asked yesterday. Why a Libe de Rapope, if it's 50-50 on top and it's Roiv on the bottom, we say even that Poetz Koimen normally is good. Over here, Valet's Poetz Merube, it's considered a Pirtze. The bottom makes it a Poetz Merube and it's considered a Pirtze. And if you're Avune, if it's Roiv on top, the bottom doesn't consider the Pirtze. We explain that when it's Roiv on the bottom, it's called a Pirtze. But when it's really Roiv on top and it's only 50-50, it doesn't make a Pirtze. This is what we explained yesterday. Maybe we could explain different. Maybe we could say like this. You know why Lefira Pope, when it's 50-50 on top and the hole makes such a big sun in the bottom, we say that it's called a Pirtze? Because the sun comes to the bottom and it makes Roif sun and the Miut Kemisha Einoi and it pushes away everything. So this Pirtze is so strong to make that even what is on top in the bottom will be Kemisha Einoi. So b'meile it's called Poetz. Masha Engel if Yiravune, when it's Roif on the top if Yiravune, and the hole in the bottom is 50-50, there is no bitul beroiv. So what happens in the bottom? It stays 50-50. While it stays 50-50, so you can't say that this pirtze is mevatel the top. When the pirtze is mevatel the tzel in the bottom, so then we say that it's mevatel the top. Masha'inken, when it's not mevatel the bottom, because it's 50-50, then we don't say that this pirtze has a koyach to break the top. And I think the avona is poshut. If the pirtze has a koyach later to mevatel everything, such a pirtze is mevatel the top. When the pirtze doesn't have a koyach to mevatel everything, such a pirtze doesn't have a koyach to mevatel the top. No, on top is roiv. When the bottom is 50-50, on top is roiv. The top is roiv, you go lefi the top. The shaila of the pirtze has a koyach to break the top. So lefi the pope, we measure lefi the ran on top, not on bottom. Just we said, while the pirtze has such a koyach, it's mevatel the top. When the pirtze has a koyach, when it's roiv, so kiman shalese, so this pirtze and the bottom will have a koyach that you will not be misyaches to nothing. The pirtze has a koyach. Again, the Fira Pope, it's 50-50 on top. The sun comes in and the bottom takes over. So this Pirtze has a koyach to take over completely. Valid has a koyach to take over completely, we say this Pirtze breaks the top. The Fira Vune is Roiv on the top. And the bottom, the Pirtze will not take over, it will be 50-50. But it will not be Kemisha Einoi. You write that it's not enough, but it's not Kemisha Einoi. Such a pirtze is not mevatel the top. Again, the Ran in the base in that Aran says Kemisha Einoi. You're right, and the base he doesn't bring it, but in the base he bought it. What we could do? But in the base, the stir is in the Ran. I saw someone that says the Ran is not the Rashi, but he forgot that the Ran himself brings down the Rashi in the base, and not only quotes the Rashi, he says the Rashi in 50 words. You can't even say that with one word. He explains the Rashi with the ganze Arachove. So again, Lesader Advori. I want to go weiter. Lesader Advori. We be'etzem maimid a machlekes yesoidis bedas Rashi. Ran mitrosh. Lefi de Ran is no sugi evtzel. Everything is, you just need to cover the place. Like you need walls and Shabbos in the sides, and sugi you need wall on the top. And that wall, Parutz Ka'imid, really is good. So why here it's not good? Well, this hole makes a lot of sun. V'suka b'tzel talemil, so this is the... B'meile it's called the Pirtze, b'meile it's not good. Mashaengel if the Rosh, it's good on top, is the second halacha. And here we have Nafkaminas. Lefi the Rosh is no kashas lefi Ravune. If it's Reiv on top, my patni if the bottom is 50-50. I have Reiv on top and I have shade, it's good. Not only that, we went more in the Rosh and we said today maybe lefi the Rosh, even Miutzel is good. Kozman it's not Botel, even Miutzel will be good lefi the Rosh. Lefi the Ran is Punk Fakert. As a halacha, you have to have 50-50. Just while it's a pirza, it's not good. But mainly you need to have 50 on the bottom, there will not be a pirza. Now we had a kash, why if you ravuna it's good? He says, because on the top and then the bottom. So we said, yes, we had different derutzim. We said, if you ravuna, you measure on the top, rashash. We said, a polovich, a teret, meiri, you measure everything together. But we said, no. If you ravuna, it's not called a pirza. Shaila, why? So now we said, maybe we could answer another tesefes avona. Maybe we can answer the Tosefes Avona. That be'etzem the achroinim, the Welt as the kasha. After you learn the sugi very gishmak and afchov beis, what is this Rashi k'misha einoi? If you the Rosh, we said a pshat. But derech Aran, it's very shver. Some say the Ran is not Rashi. But we know that the Ran bought down Rashi. So we're trying to say, maybe, the only reason that the pirtze could make a pirtze is val it's botel beroiv. But if it's not botel beroiv, B'meile, B'chai Gavne, that pirza will not make a pirza on the top. The schach is never bottom. The pirza, again, is a din oimet merube ala porutz is good. Oimet ke porutz is good. Why it's not good? Zogderan is a pirza. And this pirza in the bottom is a lot, it disturbs. And the lomda shekasha is, so why it doesn't disturb lefi Ravuna? Ravuna needs roif. The pirza on top and the bottom makes it big. Why it's not good? I just want to ask, Shlomo Sa'inyan is a sefer Birkas Yankev and Suke. He wants to say a chidush. I think it's mefurish in the Ran, not like that. But he wants to say a chidush, Simen Aleph of Birkas Yankev. That to ask our kasha, why lefi Ravuna the pirza is not a pirza? And this but be'etzim he brings back to the Meiri. He says when you have roiv on the top, no pirza could be mevatel roiv. Roiv is never bottle. When you have roiv schach on the top, it's never bottle. All of the halachas of bottle is when it's mechza al mechza. When you have roiv, it's not bottle. Only the Meiri came with a nushtikul teire, the Tesrit came with a nushtikul teire as a din shade. Of a mitzad, this is the moshel of the Meiri. The Meiri knows that when something is closed on the top, you don't say if in the bottom is roif chama, loich patli. And the top is closed, when it's closed, it's closed. When it's closed, it's closed. Only as tzel, as the Meiri, you, as the Tesrit, you could clear. Masha'engel if ideran, if it's closed on the top, it's considered closed. In Lashon HaRan it's not mashma like that. In Lashon HaRan it's mashma, I think it's two words in the Ran. The Ran says, why it's good lefi Ravune? Because it's roiv on the top, v'kihadodin lemato. V'kihadodin lemato. It's meduik that if it will not be kihadodin lemato, it's not good. Why I'm saying this? The Rashash and Daf Chof Beis clears a shayla la'aloche lemaise. What would be if you found a sukkah that on top is chamoso, tziloso merube mechamoso, and in the bottom you have roif chamo. Be'etzem, what we said now, the Birkas Yankev, is a sofik of the Rashash. And the Rashash says, don't tell me that it can be. He says, if you know science, it could be. As I said, the Rashash. He says, why? The Gemara says that if you have a sukkah that is 50-50 on the bottom, has to be that there's more shade on the top. Right? As the Gemara says, 50-50 on the bottom is more shade on the top. Takes the schach and start to high up the schach. What will happen? The sun will get bigger. He says it has to be. If you have a sukkah that is 50-50 on the bottom, the Gemara says and the top is roif, start to lift it up. The sun has to start to get bigger. Keinu lekol yoidei amada. Reb Moshe says, if the Gemara says it's not, it's not. Ah, you see the sun getting bigger? He says it's not sun, it's light. Reb Moshe Tshuva Rachaim Kuf Samaches says, en kaze davar. The Gemara says it's not, it's not. Again, I don't know Lefir of Moshe, so how you know to measure? When you come on the floor and you see a little bit more sun, how you know? Maybe you have to go every time to the top. But Moshe says, if you have on the top one more, you know that it's okay, because the Gemara said that it's okay. But the Rashar says, what if you find such a case? So this is Be'etzem, what we're speaking about now. We're finding that Lu Yitzu would be such a case. So let me have Sarah. Lefi de Rosh, Pasul. Lefi de Rosh, Pasul. It's not my chidush, you know who said it? The taste is sweet. If you have a little hole and the sun will come in, state that it's Pasul. So Lefi de Rosh, it's Pasul. The case of the Rashash. Roiv lemalo chatzel. Reiv lemato chamo. Who brings this case? The taste is sweet. One little hole and a lot of sun came in. It's Pasul. Lefi deran, misvore, you could have said that it's okay. And this is what the Birkas Yankev really wants to say. We are medayik in deran, that it's not okay. That even if Ravuna bareide Rabbi Yeshua, he was only machshir, because in the bottom it's 50-50. But if in the bottom it will be roiv, deran himself is masking that it will be posu. Deran himself will be masking that it will be posu. I want to finish with one more ore. Rashi says that when you see 50-50 in the bottom, that's if you see 50-50 in the bottom, you know that on top is roiv. Right? Rashi and Daf Chof Beis. I hold it's a mitzvah liyashiv. It's a klei neore. I want to read the Loshon Rashi. V'hod edaykinen ke'adodik sheiro, nokat shiure milemato, shechamo v'tzer shovim. So if you see it 50-50 in the bottom, you know that on top is more. Why Rashi has to say, you know that on top is more? Why Rashi had to say it? Even if you don't know that on top is more, even if on the top is the same, it's also good. Why Rashi has to say these words? If you see 50-50 on the bottom, ביודוא שהאכונים רחובים למעלה. Why Rashi has to say it? What? Now, why Rashi has to say it? If you see 50-50 on the bottom, ביודוא שהאכונים רחובים למעלה. Why Rashi has to say it? What? לחורה. He wants to miyashiv even alibe de ravuna. What? He wants to miyashiv even alibe de ravuna. So the kasha is why the Chofetz Chaim and Simon Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Kotten Aleph Ubeshovi Melemato Ksheiro De Yodua De Oz Lemalo Mokim Akonim Rechovi Min Haavir Rashi. Chofetz Chaim says why when it's 50-50 on the bottom it's good? Because Be Yodua Sheakonim Rechovi Min Lemalo. Why you have to come to it? I saw a sefer, maybe it's a chutzpedika sefer, but a choshev sefer, and Hilchei Sukkah, he says when it's equal on the bottom, it's kosher. And he says, and I don't have the mistake of the Mishneh Brura, and I'm not copying the Rashi here, be yodua, because you don't need to say it. This he writes down. Ve'ein itoye b'mashetoa asharatziyu. But the Mishneh Brura says, why 50-50 on the bottom? Ki'ilu, Shteido in the Mishneh Brura that he learned a different pshat in the Rashi. That 50-50 on the bottom is kosher, ki biyodua shehakonim rechovim lemalo. Biyodua shehakonim rechovim lemalo. Why I have to come to biyodua shehakonim rechovim lemalo? Yeah, you know, I mean, if you got when people learn Mishneh Brura, they're not trying to quote Rashi's. We learn Mishneh Brura today. It's kosher. It's kosher. What is Negev? I think Rashi maybe came to say la'aloche that if you come to a sukkah and you see on top roiv, even if you see more sun on the bottom, it's okay. He came to say what Ramosha Feinstein says. Even if you see sun on the bottom, you have to know, state in Rashi that if you have roiv on the top, the sukkah is avadei kosher. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we have to start the Gemara.